The interim leader of Libya has vowed to disband all illegal militias in the aftermath of the assassination of the U.S. ambassador earlier this month. Nathan Morley reports.
Mohamed Magarif said that all camps and militias not under the authority of the government would be dissolved and no unauthorized checkpoints would be allowed. The powerful militias emerged last year during the fight to topple Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans died during an attack on the U.S. consulate on the 11th of September, which coincided with protests over an anti-Islam video produced in the USA. One powerful militia in eastern Libya has already announced it will disband and leave its base in Derna, a town just east of Benghazi. Meanwhile, schools and businesses are closed and transportation has been disrupted across Bangladesh as hardline Islamic groups protesting the film, which denigrates Islam, enforced a general strike. Thousands of security officials have been deployed in the capital, Dhaka, to try and avert violence. Euro MEP Saad Karim said he could understand the reaction of people that had taken to the streets.
In many of the countries where demonstrations have taken place, sometimes very peaceful, other times in a very violent way, they are countries in which there is very little understanding amongst the masses of one simple fact, that in the United States of America, and certainly in the European Union, governments simply do not have control over the media in the way that the populations in these countries may think that they have.
Security remains high at Western embassies across the Arab world. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.